And joining us right now, because it must be Friday morning, and it must be somewhere around 6:45, he is Jamie Beckler, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, CoachBeckler.com on the net, and the man who has written the Leadership Playbook. I'll tell you right now, if you have an athlete in your house, male or female, what would be an early Christmas present to stash away? Well, it would be the Leadership Playbook. Am I right, Jamie Beckler?
I appreciate that. I need to work out a deal with Santa. We need to get this book to be the official leadership book for Santa Claus, the North Pole.
Oh, my goodness.
Deliver that for Christmas.
I had not even thought about that. I was just figuring that you would go into each of the 50 state capitals and want it to be the official book, sports book for every state.
I would love that. We actually just worked out something with a high school, a local high school, where they're going to sell it at their football games. And that's a way for me to give back to the community and help them out a little bit so they'll get some of the profit.
Well,
so that was something that was nice that I hadn't thought of a couple weeks ago, and it was just recent. So that's a new avenue that we're exploring.
Jamie, this has been a really rough week in a couple of areas. It's been a couple of weeks in the NFL, but the thing that I wanted to talk to you a little bit about from a leadership perspective is organizational control, because somewhere along the line, when the FBI gets done with subpoenas to shoe companies, coaches, AAU-type basketball teams, and when the net is finally cast, there's going to be a whole lot of people having to answer a whole lot of questions. And one of the things that is incumbent upon a leader is to have what's called in the NCAA terms, organizational control. And I know, because you've been a coach in men's and women's college basketball, you've been an athletic director, you know when things are in control, and I'm willing to bet you know when things are out of control.
Yeah, for the most part. Now, as a head coach, you're not going to know every detail that's going on behind the scenes, because that's why you hire staff members to handle details. But almost always, and that would be the same for an athletic director, they're not going to know everything that's going on with every head coach. But what you do is, the culture that you create and the culture that you emphasize will permeate throughout your whole organization. And so, for instance, you take a Louisville situation where Rick Pitino says that he doesn't know that this was going on. And I don't know if he knew specifically these accusations were going on, but he would have allowed it, meaning, in my opinion, he would have allowed it by what he would tell his assistants, what he emphasized with his assistants: hey, we need to go out and get these recruits. And then you look the other way, or you don't ask questions. Sometimes that's the thing. We don't, you know, whether it's business, an organization, or our own lives, sometimes we don't ask the questions because we're afraid of the answers. And sometimes that's what happens with a head coach or an athletic director, is they'll say, well, I didn't know that. Well, the reason they didn't know was because they didn't ask the questions, because they kind of suspected that they knew. And so, you know, ultimately, you are responsible. As a head coach, you're responsible for your program. As an AD, you're responsible for your athletic department. And so you've got to have control, and you've got to permeate, have a culture going that is above board, and that is, you know, that's going to make people proud. You want to have a championship culture, not just on the field or on the court, but in every aspect.
When we talk about, though, delegating,
right?
Help us understand, Jamie Beckler, Beckler on Business, when delegating and oversight meet. Because that's part of the problem. As you said, we may not want to ask the question. I'm old enough to remember Hogan's Heroes and remember the inimitable Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing. And sometimes there's a temptation for that. hoping that you have what we talk about in the intelligence community as plausible deniability.
Right.
Is there ever really plausible deniability, Jamie Beckler?
Well, you know, I think that there is sometimes from a legal standpoint, you know, from trying to get out of trouble. I do think that there is some plausible deniability, but from an ethical standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, I don't think that there is. I think that you are responsible for what goes on. So from a technical standpoint, yeah, you can have some plausible deniability, but I don't buy that. I think great leaders, I think the best leaders don't rely on that, and they don't look at excuses. They suck it up. They say, listen, what happened, it happened on my watch, and that can't happen. And so we need to figure out a way that that doesn't happen in the future, and they need to evaluate themselves and their programs, just like they would evaluate their players. If a player's not getting the job done, you know, they're going to evaluate, and then they're going to make solutions. But a lot of times, they're not going to wait till the end of the season, or they're not going to wait till a loss to evaluate and change something. They're constantly trying to make their program better and their players better. And so that's what they need to be doing with their own actions and with their assistant coaches' actions. Just because you delegate tasks doesn't mean you delegate responsibility. You still have the responsibility as the leader to know what's going on and to make sure that that ship is sailing in the right direction. And, you know, unfortunately, some of these leaders don't do that because then they cover their own butts sometimes.
Let's talk about that in terms of the value of that personal integrity to the organization. I admit I'm a bit of a literalist, and that's on a good day. And as I tell people, there aren't many good days. But if I tell you I'm going to do something yesterday, I mean, I had the other day somebody paid me a compliment. I told him I'd send him a file in the morning, and I plus plain screwed up. I blew it. But by the end of the night, I'm sending it to him, and the person sends me back at like 10:30 at night, you know, thanks, you work too much and too long. But I felt that I had already messed up because I was after 11:59. Therefore, I didn't keep my word, and it wasn't morning. Now, I recognize the fact that I am considered to be three standard deviations from the mean, but to my mind, that's integrity. Let your yes be yes and your no be no, and you swear to your own harm. But we don't see that in business. We see people lawyering up, so to speak, and as a result of that, that trickles down to the organization because you can't tell the people beneath you to non-sexist person up and take responsibility if it doesn't happen at the highest levels. Am I right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I see that when I go in and I consult and I work with companies. A lot of times the higher-ups or the CEOs want me to come in and change their help their business be better, but they want me to do that by changing the people under them. But the problem is that the CEO or the higher up doesn't want to change. And they're the ones that are setting the course. They're the ones that are creating that vision for that company. And they might slap on some great sayings or posters on the wall, but they're not living it out. And so, you know, you see that in the organizations. There's not that integrity from the top, and it doesn't have that trickle down. You know, if the top, if they're greedy, if they're not people of integrity, then the people under you aren't going to be that as well. You know, people are going to do what you allow them to do. And certainly, there can always be an exception. There can always be a bad apple, a lone cop, or, you know, a lone ranger, I should say, or a bad cop. There's always those exceptions. But most of the time, you get what you allow as a leader, and leaders need to take responsibility.
When we talk about situations like this, there is always the, you know, it used to be send in the Marines, you know, as though that could solve every problem, just send in some force that we have bigger guns than you do, end of story. But now it's in the business world, give me the PR department. We got to get out a press release. Somebody fix this. It's more of, we have to protect the shield. We have to protect the organization. The first call is PR. The second call is lawyers. And the third call is, what are we going to do to fix this? That's not the right order, is it?
No, absolutely not. And we saw this just recently with the with the Equifax, where over 100 million people had their identities compromised with Equifax. And the Equifax CEO put out about the best press release you could ever put out in a crisis situation. He did everything right once the crisis came and once it went public. The problem is they kind of dragged their feet about letting the public know. And in the meantime, between Equifax knowing and it coming out publicly, their CFO, the CFO of Equifax, sold almost $1 million of stock in the company. And then he comes out and says he didn't know about this. And that's the kind of stuff that, from an integrity standpoint or as an organizational culture, you have a CEO that says he doesn't know about the biggest major breach in identity history or information history. So he either doesn't know about it or he's lying. And if he's lying, that's bad, obviously. And if he doesn't know about it, how do you have a company where your CFO doesn't know that stuff? So culturally, you know, that's the latest example, but there's lots of other examples of organizations that are just not doing the right things ahead of time, being people of integrity, a company of integrity, but then they're doing great things, like you say, with the PR department after the effect. But, you know, like when my son apologizes for something, I say, well, I appreciate you apologizing, but I would rather you do it right than apologize. And I would rather these companies do things right as opposed to afterwards saying, oh, you know what? My bad. We're sorry. You know, we'll do better next time. Well, you knew what to do the first time. You just chose not to do it.
Well, as always, Coach Jamie Beckler, Beckler on Business. You can follow him on Twitter at Coach Beckler. And I can tell you he is a selective tweeter. You will not be barraged with everything from pictures of his dog forward. I don't even know if you have a dog because I haven't seen a picture. He is Jamie Beckler or CoachBeckler.com. His book, The Leadership Training Playbook, TheLeadershipPlaybook.com, a great way for training your young middle school, high school, or even college athlete. And until next Friday, Jamie, thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me, Ollie.
Bye-bye.